The world's economy is growing at a slightly slower pace than the IMF's initial forecast in January. But top financial officials gathered in Washington for the annual spring meetings face a less threatening economic landscape, says IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde.
Looking behind the numbers, we believe that we've avoided the worst and the economic world no longer looks quite as dangerous as it did.
But Lagarde adds the pickup in financial conditions in the U.S., Europe, and Japan has yet to translate into a sustainable recovery.
On the euro area, policymakers have accomplished a great deal over a short period of time. The priority now is to fix frayed banking systems, press ahead with banking union. In Japan, which, as I said, has a space of its own, the recently announced framework of ambitious monetary easing is, from our point of view, a positive step. But it is not enough.
Friday, finance ministers from 20 of the world's biggest economies endorsed Japan's efforts to boost its stagnant economy. But the stimulus package, enacted by Japan's leaders, also lowers the value of the yen, giving Japanese-made products a price advantage in world markets. In an official communique, G20 nations said they will monitor the effects of Japan's policies and take corrective action as needed. Much attention is also focused on China, which saw weaker-than-expected growth in the first quarter. But World Bank President Jim Yong Kim says he's not worried.
We've worked with China on a 2030 report that looks very specifically at the strategy going forward. And our own sense is that the Chinese leadership is laser-focused on doing those things that will build the foundations of their future growth.
The world's top financial policymakers are also expected to look at the effectiveness of debt reduction policies around the world. Some economists say austerity measures, particularly those in Europe, have helped reduce the debt burden in some countries at the expense of economic growth. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.